Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We turned the calendar to April this past week, and as we look at our ISU Extension Garden calendar, a few things that may be on your agenda as things start to green up, a few early flowers start to bloom, and the weather gets nicer outdoors. Our calendar suggests that we cut back ornamental grasses, remove mulch from strawberries and outdoor plants, and begin sowing seeds of peas, lettuce, spinach, carrots, and beets, all of those nice cool season crops that will do well as the soil starts to warm and won't kill off if we have a light frost. You can also begin to plant pansies outdoors, and by mid-April, you can start to plant potatoes underground. You may also want to divide new perennials as new growth emerges. If you'd like more information on caring for strawberries, getting some of those early plants in the grounds, caring for ornamental grasses, or what perennials can be divided in spring, we have publications and information on all of those at the Extension office. We'd be happy to get you a printed copy, send you a link to an email version, or you can find those in the Extension online store or our Yard and Garden Frequently Asked Questions on the Iowa State University Extension website. Invite you to check out those resources as you head out in your garden this spring. Also want to remind Cass County 4-H'ers of some upcoming deadlines. The April newsletter went out late last week. If you are interested in showing poultry at the Cass County Fair, a reminder that tomorrow, Thursday the 8th, is the deadline if you need to order broilers or chicks for the Pick a Chick class. Senior scholarships are due this Friday, April 9th, for any Cass County 4-H members who are graduating this year. Swine weigh-in to show at Cass County and Iowa State Fair is coming up next Saturday, April 17th. And if you're planning to show livestock at the Cass County or Iowa State Fair, you may want to attend YQCA training, Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. That is happening April 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. Or you can take that training online anytime that works for you. All of that information and more in the April newsletter. Would have been mailed or emailed to all of our 4-H families, and you can also find that on the Cass County Extension website. A few online trainings coming up. First of all, if you have a lot of produce, whether that's from producing your own or finding a sale on your favorite at the grocery store, you may want to learn how to preserve it. Food preservation is an art that more and more people are becoming interested in again as many people pick up gardening. ISU Extension is offering free online overview classes on canning. Preserve the Taste of Summer is our food preservation program. The 101 class is being held several times. Coming up next is April 15th. You can take the online class at 10 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. It will also be offered again on May 18th at 10 a.m. or 6:30 p.m. If there's more specific things you'd like to learn how to preserve, you can learn about the basics of jam making on April 29th or May 20th at 6:30 p.m. and the basics of making salsa on May 4th or June 2nd, both at 6:30 p.m. To get all of those times and details located and get signed up for those classes and get the online class link sent to you, Google Preserve the Taste of Summer. Find that course on the ISU Extension website. We'd be happy to send you that information as well. Just give our office a call, 712-243-1132. Also, any local farmers who are interested in learning more about cover crops, there is a virtual field day coming up on April 15th that helps explore the water quality impact of cover crops. Sponsored by the Iowa Learning Farms, Iowa Nutrient Research Center, and the Conservation Learning Group, this is a free online virtual field day discussing spring cover crop management tips and the impact of cover crops on water quality. This is part of the Conservation Learning Lab project and is happening on April 15th at 1 p.m. There will be a live discussion with ISU Assistant Professor and Crop Systems Specialist Mark Licht and Matt Helmers, Professor in Ag and Biosystems Engineering and Director of the Iowa Nutrient Research Center. Cover crops are one of the key practices in the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy and are aimed at reducing nutrient losses from the landscape into our rivers and streams. Cover crops also offer a wide range of benefits, including reducing soil erosion, improving infiltration of water and soil health, weed suppression, and grazing opportunities. Best management practices for spring management of cover crops are key to maximizing these benefits and reducing potential yield impact. Information will be shared from the Conservation Learning Labs project, which started in 2016 to explore the water quality impact of high levels of cover crop and reduced tillage implementation. Again, you can participate in this live virtual field day at 1 p.m. on April 15th. You can check out the Iowa Learning Farms webpage to find that information and get registered for that event. You can join by Zoom or from a dial-in phone line. If you are a certified crop advisor, you can also get continuing education credits for attending this program. Again, that program is free and scheduled for 1 p.m. on April 15th. You can also find that information in the news section of the Iowa State University Extension homepage. For information on upcoming programs and resources locally, check out the Cass County Extension webpage. You can also find upcoming events on a statewide level at the Iowa State University Extension webpage. Follow Cass County Extension for updates on Facebook. Stop by the office to get information. We're on 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to find that information and get it headed your direction. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.